The Urge. "Tell me about your urges," Barb says, but he doesn't believe she wants to hear about them. Not really. 7 weeks in the addictions group, and Jack learned that she has a pile of scrap phrases she likes to use on them. "Tell me about your urges. What do you feel when you do such and such or so and so? How do you feel afterward? Let's talk about your triggers. Focus on your self-worth. You're making progress." None of which has helped him much, but he lets her try because he likes to have a muse when he releases himself, and she is good material for that. Slim, not too pretty, but not at all bad to look at. Past the clinical veneer, he believes there is something more to her. She's perfect inspiration for whenever the mood strikes him, though lately it strikes him more than he prefers. It interrupts his life. He can't sleep, can't eat, and is barely functioning as a human being. Hence his presence in the basement of a drippy 60-year-old church every Wednesday evening. Barb's tightly crossed legs hold his focus, but she summons his attention back to the group. "Jack?" "Still here." He looks at the clock high on the wall. Someone should dust that, he thinks. 20 minutes left. He can make it. He promised himself he would. "Want to talk to us, Jack? Maybe tell us something?" He stays silent, as he usually does. "Jack, this is an open group. You are free to leave at any time, but let me remind you that you are here because you are an addict. Everyone in this group is fighting an addiction, but there is no judgment, Jack. None at all. We can't help you if you won't let us in. We can't help you if you don't tell us what the problem is."
"It's okay, buddy," Lance pats him on the back. He is the group's rah-rah guy. 8 years of smoking crack and finding Jesus will do that to a person. "Whatever you gotta say can't be any worse than what you've heard from the rest of us."
Lance gives him a too-wide, too-black grin. The truth is, Jack likes Lance. Sure, he is a degenerate, but a jovial one, and he is just as much a muse for Jack as Barb. They all are. Jack liked to wonder what they did in their homes after the group let out. He has pictured them cooking dinner, visiting friends, having sex, living, even dying. He feels a bit creepy about it, but that is why he is here.
"You can do it, Jack."
Barb takes and squeezes his hand. Lance gives him a decaying smile. The other five wait. Jack steels himself. His sweaty palms leave wet streaks on his jeans.
He
says, and the group leans in, waiting for the big reveal. He swallows, coughs, inhales deeply.
"I'm a writer," he finally admits.